Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the BAMP podcast. Wait, before we get started, I have to play this contractually mandated intro music. Just one second. And that musical extravaganza assures you, gentle viewer, that this is a high quality, high production value podcast. Only the finest, ethically sourced, farm-to-table geeky conversation for your podcast listening pleasure. Today, we have the fine fellows from Battle Lords of the 23rd century to talk to us about their new Savage Worlds products. Hey, guys, good to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
So let's pretend that maybe there's a viewer or listener to this podcast who hasn't yet been initiated into the myriad pleasures of Battle Lords of the 23rd century. How would you describe the setting to them?
The glorious excess of Battle Lords in the 23rd century. Players can play soldiers, mercenaries, pirates, or spies working for a corporate boss who views them as expendable while they try and make a living in a galaxy at war with the arachnid hordes and the techno-organic swarms of the Atlanteans. It's all in a day's work.
All right. So you view you as dispendable, just like most corporate overlords might. So.
Yes.
All right. Someone just today told me, you know, I love that setting because it reminds me of Buck Rogers. And I couldn't, that kind of broke my brain a little bit. I was like, how, have you guys heard that before? Is this the first person to say that? Or?
I have not heard that before. Maybe system-wise. From the old TSR Buck Rogers, but I've not heard setting-wise.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at the old system. That could make sense. I was just thinking of the setting, and I was like, I don't get that. But, you know, it could be. So, all right, well, hey, we're talking – oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, the setting for humans is that it's post-apocalyptic, so in that sense it would fit because Buck Rogers, you know, survived whatever happened after he got frozen in time and space.
I could see that. I have not introduced you guys, and that is an oversight. I apologize. The gentleman just speaking directly below me, the Brady Bunch Grid, is David, the CDO of Battle Lords. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Over. Camera's backwards. Kurt is over here in the corner. He is the layout artist, correct?
Layout, and we kind of split. We all kind of have our own like niches that we like to play in. So I got to do most of the species descriptions and equipment descriptions, as well as the layout. So we all kind of have our special areas that we really enjoy. So if you find some really sick piece of medical equipment or, you know, something in the books, that's probably me.
All right, cool. And last but not least, there is Tony. Say your last name, Tony, because I'm afraid of mispronouncing it.
Sure, it's Oliveira.
Oliveira. And guys, welcome. We've had you on a few times. Good to have you back. I got your Kickstarter link at the bottom. I'm going to say it out loud in case someone's listening to us on iTunes. It's tinyurl.com/battlelordsnew. This is the latest Kickstarter. And then we talked before the show, this is kind of a chance for folks to jump on the bandwagon if they've missed previous campaigns. But can you tell us what all is being offered?
So we had the unique situation of when we kickstarted Battle Lords for the Savage Worlds setting, for the Savage Worlds rule set. It sold out in about a month, which we did not expect, nor were we prepared for, but it's a good problem to have. So the Kickstarter we're running now is for the second printing of two of the three, we call them Savage Battle Lords books. It's the Battle Lords setting for the Savage Worlds rule set. And we are kickstarting the next print run. It's something we're going to print regardless of the success of the Kickstarter, so there's not really any risk to our backers. In fact, the books are already on their way over here from the printer, and like Dave said, it's a great time to jump on if you missed it the first time.
And I'll just add, we've sweetened the pot a bit. So if you look at the pledge campaign levels, the campaign pledge levels, then you'll notice that the deeper you dive in, the better the discount, the more you get. So if you really want the best bang for your buck, you want to look at the top two tiers. really get, you can get all three of them at $100. Or if you've already got maybe the core rules and just wanted to pick up the Carnage Companion and the Savage rules, you can still get a decent discount there as well.
Okay. Cool, cool. So yeah, very popular setting, and this is a chance for folks to, like we said a couple times, if you missed previous campaigns, this is a way to get in. Uncle Ernie's. This is a good way to get the Uncle Ernie's summer. Give me the full title because I'm about to mangle.
Sure, it's Uncle Ernie's Arms Summer Catalog. Mm-hmm. It's a collection of bioengineered and cybernetically augmented killing machines that Ernie makes for fun and profit, and you can use them in your Battle Lords, Savage Worlds, or Savage Battle Lords games.
He's mostly in it for the funsies.
Yes.
You know, we had a show about that. I think I remember there was some cool art in that. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That was successfully kickstarted a few months ago, and those books are on the way too. And if you missed that Kickstarter, you can grab it in this Kickstarter and get it at the same time as the people who backed it on the Uncle Ernie's Kickstarter. And that it'll work for just about any Savage World setting.
Sweet.
From Kaiju on down.
From Kaiju on down.
Yes.
For your giant atomic lizard needs, please consider Uncle Ernie's. Wow. Nice. So you guys have been at this pretty hard for a few years now. Is it time for a pause, or are there new goals up there on the horizon for the Lords too?
People keep asking me that, and I keep saying yes, and Dave keeps flogging me to work harder. So no. He's adamant about us releasing one new product every year,
which is funny because Tony is the executioner or executor, whichever way you want to read it. So usually he's the one doing the flogging, but
so there's a lot of mutual flogging going on, is what I think.
That's right.
We have ways of making sure product goes out the door.
All right. Can we get any hints about what's up in the future? Is that all tightly under wraps and not ready for public consumption yet?
We actually publish to our Discord every quarter an updated roadmap. This roadmap's always subject to change. Give me a second here, and I will bring it up. So Arm Summer Catalog, just to kind of go through what we've got going on. We put that one at the top because that's in, we just finished editing. I've got to update this. So this is a little outdated. It's actually about to ship, isn't it?
It's on the boat. It's on the way here.
Already on the boat. And then our next thing was obviously the Kickstarter we're talking about is active right now. And then we're looking at our one-shot adventures transformed into the Savage World setting. So that's a bunch of one-shot adventures. Again, we talked about pirates and espionage and mercenaries and soldiers, and we also have exploration as an option in there. So we've got different adventures that cover these different power levels and different types of ways of running the game and showing the flexibility of the system. And we've done that in the classic space, and we're now coming around to bring up this into the Savage space. So adventures, one-shot adventures for Savage. And after that, we've got some of the things that are in early development. So things with some archetype characters and a setting guide for the Orion species. So all the things you could think of. For those who are not as familiar with Battlelords, you're familiar with Kender. Think of all the kinds of fun things that Kender might do. That'd give you an idea of all the crazy, wacky things that might be in Orion's wheelhouse. And a lot of those are going to get explored.
Yeah, I think the Kender have been memory holed. I don't think Wizards talks about them anymore.
Maybe. And just to clarify for people who may not know, we basically have two product lines. There's our classic Battle Lords line, which goes back to 1990 and is a percentiles-based system, and it's more detailed and a little grittier than Savage Worlds. And then there's our Savage Battle Lords line, which uses the Savage Worlds system, is more streamlined, and it does the Savage Worlds Fast, Fun, and Furious.
Cool. I just found the cover for Uncle Ernie's, so I'm going to share that if I can get it to come up. But so there's a variety of things in the future. Sounds like some things taking shape, and I'm guessing these boats with the books, they're coming across the Pacific, right?
Correct. Yeah. Or Atlantic.
The Atlantic.
Yes.
You guys print in Europe?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. You're the first one I heard. Everyone else is printing in China for the discounts.
We've also printed in the U.S. Did we look at everybody and find out what makes the most dollars and cents?
All right, that's cool. Well, big props for keeping it in America. That's a good thing. So has Hollywood come calling yet? Are you guys, you know, talking about Keanu and the Battle Lords movie, or what's happening next?
We wouldn't say we wouldn't say no. Right now, everybody is bugging us about getting the game system into virtual tabletop, and we are working on a Foundry version of Savage Battle Lords. But we are still looking for developers that can bring our system over to other virtual tabletops.
Yeah, I've liked what I've heard about Foundry, but the development cost. We were looking at taking the After into the Foundry, and it was a little too rich for our blood. The per unit cost to try to recoup was going to be steep. So, but good luck on that. That would be fun to see.
Wait till you look at Roll 20.
Oh geez, yeah. I think the advantage we're taking into this is that since there's a Savage base already, that's a lot of the rule. A lot of what we have from a rule set for those players who are not familiar with Savage Battle Lords, as much as possible, we've leveraged Savage rules. So you're going to know most of the system. There are some things that are unique to Battle Lords that we've brought in, but we've really tried to stay within the Savage rule set as much as possible. So it's, well, Tony, would you say about 90% Savage rules and about 10% Chaos and Fun from Classic Battle Lords?
Yes, wherever we could utilize an existing Savage Worlds rule to model the system, we did that.
Yeah.
And we also extended the system's rule set a little bit in some interesting ways to make some of this work, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hey, the Sci-Fi Companion. If you ordered the Kickstarter, you just got your copy like yesterday. Are you guys been looking at that?
I saw it. It came through for PDF download, but I have not had a chance to look at it yet. But we did back the Sci-Fi Companion.
Yeah.
Anybody? Go ahead.
No, same thing. Was all I was going to say. Same over here.
Yeah. Anybody who's interested in the Savage World Sci-Fi Companion would probably be interested in Battle Lords. There's some interesting rules in there. There's some things that haven't been modeled in Savage Worlds before, and we took a crack at it, and I think we came up with some pretty novel solutions. And Battle Lords is really all about futuristic armored infantry combat in terms of game mechanics and the weapons that deal with that armored infantry. And if you need armor or futuristic weapons in any of your games for Savage Worlds, we wrote that so you can basically pull it right out of Savage Battle Lords and transplant it into any Savage Worlds game where you might need that.
So if you want to,
and we would say we have a plethora.
Yes, we have many.
So if you want some new toys for Savage Rifts, you want to turn loose your kaiju from Uncle Arnie's on your players in Savage Rifts or Lost Colony, you can do that. It's all compatible. Beautiful thing about Savage Worlds products is you can cross over like that.
Yeah, the one monster warning would be, go ahead, Kurt.
If you need monsters to fight, we always got the Howl's Book too. So there's some interesting and some deadly critters through that.
What's that again?
The Hostile Alien Life, the Uncle Ernie's, has a number of interesting and unique monsters that are guaranteed to challenge your players.
Some of them are showing right there behind you.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening to us and not viewing us, Kurt has got all kinds of cool monsters behind him on his virtual background.
And the last 20 or so pages in Uncle Ernie's is an appendix of special abilities for those monsters. So if you're looking to make your own, it's a great resource for some new capabilities to put into your monsters if you're going to homegrown some for your Savage Worlds game.
And special abilities, I'm guessing this is more like spitting acid and less like play harpsichord.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, guys, getting close to the time. Any closing thoughts? Anything else we want to make sure we plug or mention before we wrap things up?
There are free playtest rules for both Classic Battle Lords and Savage Battle Lords on our website, which is battlelords.com. They're also available on DriveThruRPG. If you haven't had a chance, take a look at the Quick Start rules. One of the things we kind of pride ourselves on is the art in the Battle Lords books. And even if you don't like the game, it's a gorgeous book to look at. So it's worth your time for the art alone.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I always encourage people pick up and play, but if you just want something just for a read, oh God, these are beautiful, beautiful books. It's something nice to put on the coffee table to shock grandma.
Yeah. And I'll also add in the quick start rules, we've got a tiny adventure in there for Savage just to get you a sense of the flavor and some ideas. Some of the weapons and armor are in there as well. So you can kind of get a feel for what kinds of things you can add into your campaigns and regular Savage Worlds.
All right. Awesome. Oh, hey guys, appreciate your time. Everybody else, one last time, tinyurl.com/battlelordsnew. You can find this new Kickstarter. It's funded. It's going to happen, as they say, and you don't have a lot of time. You've got about 2 weeks left, 13 days. So this is a great time to jump on right now. Bandwagon is happening. Are you guys, wait, I guess I should ask. I mean, I see you're like 900% of your funding goal. Are you guys doing stretch goals for this one?
We're treating this one as a booster campaign because we are going to print it regardless of whether the campaign was successful or not. It is definitely far past successful at this point, but there are no stretch goals, but there are a ton of add-ons that you can grab. Battle Lords playing cards, other Battle Lords books. There are a lot of great deals on there.
Oh, cool. I did not even see those add-ons. Let's okay. The Summer Catalog, Fully Armored, Battle Lords Classic, like you say, playing cards, Spacecraft deck plans. Oh, that, as a GM, that comes in super handy. Asteroid base Stone Town map print. Oh, dude, that's a great idea. Check out the Kickstarter page. We've got live plays if you're looking for, some of the, getting some of the flavor that way too. So, all right. Sounds good, guys. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to having you come on next year for your next Kickstarter. And, to all of our listeners and viewers out there, thanks for checking out the Banff podcast, and we will see you next time. There's an awkward